After protracted negotiations, it was agreed Robert would be put on probation. Chris Langan's mother was from San Francisco and was estranged from her family. She had four sons, each with a different father. Chris was the eldest. His father disappeared before Chris was born. He was said to have died in Mexico. His mother's second husband was murdered. Her third committed suicide. Her fourth was a failed journalist named Jack Langan. To this day, I haven't met anyone who was as poor when they were kids as our family was, Chris Langan says. We didn't have a pair of matched socks. Our shoes had holes in them. Our pants had holes in them. We only had one set of clothes. I remember my brothers and I going to the bathroom and using the bathtub to wash our only set of clothes, and we were bare-ass naked when we were doing that because we didn't have anything else to wear. Jack Langan would go on drinking sprees and disappear. He would lock the kitchen cabinets so the boys couldn't get to the food. He used a bullwhip to keep the boys in line. He would get jobs and then lose them, moving the family on to the next town. One summer, the family lived on an Indian reservation in a teepee, subsisting on government surplus peanut butter and cornmeal. For a time, they lived in Virginia City, Nevada. There was only one law officer in town, and when the Hell's Angels came to town, he would crouch down in the back of his office, Mark remembers. There was a bar there, I'll always remember. It was called the Bucket of Blood Saloon. When the boys were in grade school, the family moved to Bozeman, Montana. One of Chris's brothers spent time in a foster home. Another was sent to reform school. I don't think the school ever understood just how gifted Christopher was, his brother Jeff says. He sure as hell didn't play it up. This was Bozeman. It wasn't like it is today. It was a small hick town when we were growing up. We weren't treated well there. They just decided that my family was a bunch of deadbeats.